Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Fiona Williams. Thanks for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today?
Good. How come this money's going to be taken out of my account? What for?
Did you place any order of a gift card, which is $299?
No.
But let me tell you, sir, that there has been an order placed of a gift card, which is $299 from the eBay, right? And when we checked, we found the order is getting placed from the overseas, Mountain View, California. So do you know about anyone from Mountain View, California?
No.
Okay. That means, sir, that they are the fraudulent people, those who are trying to do this illegal activities without your permission and authorization, right?
Yep.
So that's the reason you are receiving this call, so we can help you to fix each and everything, help you to block all of your information through which they have been generated this fraudulent eBay account, right?
Really?
So first of all, could you just tell me the cell phone which is speaking with me? Is it an Android cell phone or an Apple cell phone so I can help you to buy
Android.
You up? Okay. So could you just put me on loudspeaker from your cell phone?
Yeah.
Now you need to press your home button and come back to your home screen where you can see all of your icons and a regular wallpaper.
Yeah, why is it doing it?
Let me tell you, sir, you are doing these things because we are just helping you to get the blocking cancellation ID from the eBay headquarters because someone is using your information and try to do this illegal activities, right? So right now, this blocking ID which we will be helping you to generate, it will be help you to block that fraudulent purchase and an order which has been placed, right? Because you are in Australia, how can you place anything from Mountain View, California, right?
Exactly.
So that make us suspicious. Yes, that make us suspicious, sir. Because whenever you browse your internet, at that point of time, you have seen that many advertisement link come up to your screen. By mistakenly, you have clicked any one of the link. Through that, the bad people from the overseas got connected with your internet and done this illegal activities. So you don't need to worry, sir. We will be help you to check each and everything and help you to block each and everything, right? Yes, sir?
I'm back on the home screen now, yep.
Okay. Now you just do one thing. There will be an application on your home, on your mobile phone, Play Store. Did you got that Play Store?
No.
Just swipe your screen, sir, on exactly what can you see on your mobile phone.
I've got my home screen up. What do you want me to go to, eBay?
No, you don't need to go to your eBay account, sir. As this is the fraudulent thing, we will be directly help you to get the blocking ID. So you just search for the application Play Store. Play Store.
Okay.
Did you go to your Play Store, sir?
I haven't bought a Play Store, no.
What are the options? You can read me out, sir. What are the options you can see over there so I can help you? Because every Android phone has the application Play Store.
Hang on. Okay, I get what you mean now. Yep, I've got PlayStore open now.
Now, on the extreme top, can you see anything say search for apps and games?
Yep.
Give a tap on it and type over there eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yep.
Then type over there, give a space, then type over there A as in Apple.
Yep.
N for November.
Yep.
Y as in yellow.
Yep.
D as in David.
Yep.
E as in Edward.
Yep.
S as in sugar.
Yep.
K as in kingdom, okay?
Any disk, yep.
Now give a click on tap on search and what are the options you can see over there?
Sign, fashion, made in China, shouter, any desk, eBay marketplace, any desk, sniper.
Can you see anything says any desk, remote desktop or anything like that?
Any desk, limo.
Can you see anything, a red color icon with a white diamond, two white diamond in it?
Yeah, there's about three of them. There's four of them. Any desk remote, any desk.
Yes, give
plug
a tap
in.
On any desk. You need to give a tap on any desk remote. And give a tap on any desk remote. Give a tap on any desk remote.
Yep.
Now, can you see anything says install? Give a
yep.
tap on install. And do let me know, sir, when you can see open, right?
Okay.
And let me tell you, sir, this right now, if you see open, just do let me know, okay?
Yeah. It's getting there. It's just about done.
Okay. It will be take some time.
It's installing now. What is this going to do?
This application will be help you to generate the blocking ID, sir, right? Now, what can you see over there?
It's open. It's an open symbol.
Now, you give a tap on open, and what are the options you can see over there?
Allow, don't allow, obviously allow.
Yes, give a tap on allow.
Hang on, it's doing its thing now. Knox license activity, do I agree?
Yes, give a tap on agree and continue.
We at desk care about privacy. Okay. Not controlling this site remotely. A plugin is required. Would you like to install a plugin?
Clicked on cancel. Can you see any option says cancel? Click on
yep,
cancel.
Done.
Now, can you see? What can you see?
There's a pulsing red symbol in, on the top left-hand side.
Now just can you see the blue area, sir?
Yep.
Touch outside the blue area. Touch anywhere outside the blue area three
yep.
times. You need to do it for three times.
Well, now it says any desk, and it says...
Now, can you see, sir, your address and the numbers over there?
There's only just a number here.
Yes, that is your blocking cancellation ID, right, which has
yeah.
been generated. So you need to confirm me with that number. Did you just confirm me with that number, which you can see over there?
5444.
5444.
11733.
Okay, it's 5444 11733, right? Now,
double
sir.
Three. Double three,
yes.
not triple three.
It's double three.
Yes.
Okay.
5 3 4 2 1 7 2 3.
Now, sir, do one thing. I got that. A numbers which you have provided me. that is your cancellation blocking ID number. You need to write down in a piece of a paper and a pen, grab hold that and write down this cancellation ID number, okay? And meanwhile time, sir, I will be just transfer this call to one of my senior, right? He will be help you to get cancel that fraudulent purchase, okay? Just give me a moment.
I'm ready for the number.
Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex William. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor of eBay headquarters. How are you doing today, sir?
Yeah.
Good to hear that. So I do believe my previous colleague just explained to you what exactly is going on and what you are doing.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any problem regarding understanding anything?
Not so far, no.
All right, sir.
I just don't understand how they can do this from California.
Okay, the thing is that some hackers from online is trying to compromise your information, and they're trying to do this kind of fraudulent purchases and making some fraud IDs, okay? And that's the reason you're receiving this kind of fraudulent charges. You don't need to worry. We already put all the transactions on hold, and we are calling you directly now, okay?
Yep.
Now, I'm sorry for that. Now, exactly what can you see on your phone screen? Please let me know, sir.
I've still got that any desk open.
Okay. Do you see your address and 9-digit numbers over there?
There's no address, just a number.
Yes, confirm me the numbers, please.
544-117-33.
Okay, that's perfect. Now, look. Just below that, there's an option you say set password. Give a click on
yep.
Set password.
Yep.
Now, after that, can you see the security page comes up on your screen?
Can you say that again? I can't hear you.
Can you see the security page comes up on your screen now?
Yes.
Yes. Now, look at the first three options. It's under interactive access, okay? Just below that, there's an option permission. Do you see that, sir?
Always show incoming, only show incoming, and never show incoming.
Yes, and now just below that, do you see permission?
Yep.
Okay, now you need to scroll down the permission. You will get to see an option, it says permission profile. You need to tap on permission profile.
Yeah, allow other devices to save logon information for this. Clear all tokens.
Scroll down.
What's that?
You need to scroll down the page a bit. You will get to
yep.
An option, permission profile.
Permissions, yeah, I've got it.
This is permission profile.
Permission to permission profile, yes.
Yes, tap on it.
Yeah. Yep.
Now you will get to see the third option. It says full access. Click on full access.
Yes.
Now, you will get to see a blank checkbox. It says enable unattended. Tap on that.
Do you see my number on the screen right now?
Tap on what?
This is a blank checkbox. It says enable unattended.
Yes.
Check in that blank box.
It's off, yes.
Now, what can you see on your screen?
Profile enabled.
And just below that, do you see a blank checkbox? Enable unattended.
Yes.
You need to check in that blank box. And now what?
Says password is too weak.
Okay, I'm gonna give you the security password. Put that password over there, okay? You need to type each and every letters in lower
case. But it says password too. Won't let me tick that box. It says password too weak.
Okay, click on the red line over there. I'm gonna give you the security password. Put that password. You need to type each and every letters in lowercase, and nothing will be in uppercase, okay?
Right.
Yeah. Now type the word eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay, all in lowercase.
Yep.
And then without giving any space, type number 7.
Yep.
Number 8.
Yep.
Number 6.
Yep.
Number 0.
Yep.
Now tap on OK.
It doesn't say OK, it says a parcel closed.
After putting the password, do you see an option that says OK or cancel?
No, it says there's a plus symbol or close.
Have you put the password on the set password panel? Have you typed the password?
Remote address, I'm trying to set the password and it keeps telling me the password is too weak. And I tried to type that in on the red line and it's just got a plus or a close. This is permission profile.
Give a click on close once.
Yep.
Now what can you see on your screen?
We're back to the security screen.
Now click on the permission profile option again.
Yes.
Now can you see the third option, full access?
Yes.
Click on it.
Yes.
Now do you see a blank checkbox? It says enable unattended access.
Yes, and every time I click it, it says, oh, here we go. So that was, okay. E-B-A-Y, and that was 7860.
Yeah, it's eBay 7860.
Right, got it. Press OK.
Yes, press OK.
Okay, that enables unattended access is ticked now.
All right, now don't touch anywhere. Our server is going to verify the ID and the password. Once you get to see an option, it says start now. Then you only need to give a click on start now. Before that, don't touch anywhere. Now, can you say start now?
Yep.
Yes, click on start now.
Have done.
Okay, now click on the close option.
Right.
Click on close again.
Yep.
And now what can you see on your screen, sir?
Connection established. eBay secure server.
All right. The server has verified your ID now. You just simply press the home button and come back to your regular home page where you can see all your apps and icons.
Okay.
And now open up your... Now open up the Play Store once again. Open up the Play Store.
Okay. Play Store, yep.
Now look at the right hand side top corner. There will be your picture or a circular icon. Do you see that?
Yes, but yeah, I know that one you're talking about, yep.
Yes, click on it.
Yep.
Yes. Now can you see your name and your email address over there?
Yep.
Okay. Now I'm just verifying you that email address. It's losamcduck@gmail.com. Is that the email?
Losamcduck. Yep, that's it.
Yeah. So you use this email for all of your internet activity?
Yes.
Okay. Now look over there. There will be an option that says manage apps and device. Give a touch on that.
Yep.
And now after that, give a click on, do you see any options, is updates available? Do you see that?
Updates available, then it's got update all or see details.
Give a click on see details.
Done.
Okay, now scroll down the page slowly, slowly. Scroll down the page slowly, slowly.
What am I looking for?
The server is doing a security scan to all your apps so that we can check from which platform your informations are trying to be compromised. So scroll down the pages slowly, slowly. Okay?
I have done. I'm at the bottom there.
Scroll down the page more. Scroll
I can't. I'm at the bottom. It's as far as it will go. There's 15 applications.
Okay. Now, press the back button.
Yep.
Press it once again.
Yep.
And now open up your settings from your phone.
The settings on my phone, and I'm back at
You're in the Play Store at the moment. You need to come out of it and open up the settings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, settings are open.
Now, scroll down the page, sir.
Yep.
You will get to see an option, permissions. Something like permissions.
Permissions?
Yes, check it.
Display, themes, home screen, lock screen, security permissions manager.
Click on it.
Yeah.
Now, do you see any option? It says app security.
App security, yes.
Give a click on it.
Yeah.
All right. Now scroll down the page.
Now I've got device protection or Google Play protection, and they're both ticked.
Okay, now click the back button.
Yep.
Alright. Now press the back button once again, come back to the home page.
Yep.
And now open up your Google.
Yep.
Alright. Now type on the search bar my, M for mother, Y for yellow, my.
My.
Leave a space.
Yep.
Then I for, type number 1, numerical 1.
1, yep.
Then P for Paris, P.
1P.
Now do you see any option? It is my 1P address location.
Yes.
Give a touch on that.
Yes.
Now, do you see any option? It says, what is my IP address location? Find out here, not VPN.
That's it, yep.
Click on it. Now, first of all, tell me, sir, do you know anything about IP address? What IP address actually is?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm explaining the thing. So, IP address means, sir, Internet Protocol Address. The internet line you're using is runs under the IP address you can see on your screen, okay? Can you see some numbers? What is my IP address and some numbers?
Yeah.
So that is the IP address which you're using for your own personal use for your internet line. Apart from you, no one else in this world is allowed to use the IP address, okay? If someone uses your IP address, they will be able to get access of your internet activities as well as all of your information. Okay, they will get the source of all of your information as well as your identity details. Now, at the moment, this is a case of an identity theft because your informations are getting misused in a platform through overseas countries. Okay, now look at the top of your screen. Scroll to the top of your screen. You will get to see a small black bar. It says your IP and your status. Do you see that?
Unprotected.
You see your status is unprotected?
Yep.
Okay. Now, do you see any red alert in the middle of your screen? If you see that, please let me know.
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider. Anyone else can spy on your any connection.
So you can see on your own that your informations are trying to be compromised by some online hackers. And they're compromising your details, okay? That's the reason when they were trying to make this kind of fraudulent transactions, you haven't got any kind of security alert because they're already using your identity details for fraudulent activities. Now, what we need to do, we need to put the security to all your identity details as well as all of your internet activity. So, can you just confirm me, sir, do you do online banking with your bank? Do you check your statements on online?
Yes.
Okay. The way you check your banking statements on online, simply check this from the phone and please let me know if you see any unusual transaction over there. Even if you see any unusual transaction of even $1, please tell me so that we can make a report on it and we can give you the securities, okay? And don't use any other devices. Use only this phone, sir, okay? Because right now, you're connected with the security server of eBay. So, you're connected with the security firewall as well. All right?
So, all right, so you want me to get on with bank and check?
Sorry, sir?
Do you want me to get on the bank and check?
Yes, please check your all statements. I'm on the line with you. If you need any help, please tell me, okay? If you see any unauthorized transaction, please let me know, okay?
None. No, all the transactions are what I've done.
All right. Check all the statements thoroughly of last two or three days, okay?
Yeah. There's nothing there that's unusual.
Okay.
But I've only just recently changed banks, too.
All right. And according to our server reports, you do banking with two banks, right? One is Westpac and another one is Commonwealth, right?
That's right. The Westpac has only recently just been opened.
All right. It's a new account you're using. Simply check the Commonwealth account as well. I'm on the line with you.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, God, I've forgotten the password.
Don't make any mistake while putting putting your information, okay, sir? Don't make any mistake. Yeah. Or else your bank will block your account. And what exactly you can see, sir, please let me know if you need any help.
There's no unusual transactions.
Have you checked the statements?
Yep.
Okay. And now press the home button once. Press the home button.
Yep, I'm back home again.
Okay. Now, as we need to provide with the securities, do you have any rough idea what was the last available balance you were having in your Commonwealth account so that we can give you the security?
-$115. They still haven't got that $200 back.
Okay, sir, I understand. Just give me a moment. All right. Now, as your informations are trying to be compromised, we will put the security of your Westpac account as well as for your Commonwealth, okay? Now, first, open up the Play Store app once from your end. Open up your Play Store.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, on the search bar, type ZIP, Z-I-P, ZIP, Pay, P-A-Y, Pay.
ZIP, Pay. I don't use Zip Pay.
Yes. Click on Zip Pay.
It comes up. Zip Pay App Australia, Zip Pay App.
Click on the first option.
Zip Pay, righto.
Yes. And have you ever used Zip Pay before? Have you ever used it? Okay. So through this, sir, we're going to secure your identity details again from our eBay Secure server, okay? We're going to give you all the security information from there. Now,
do I need to install the Zip Pay?
Yes, please install it. Click on install. And can you just confirm me, do you have any credit card with you? Do you use any credit cards?
No, I use Afterpay.
You only use Afterpay. You don't have any credit cards with you, right?
I've got just a debit card.
All right. And do you have any driver's license so that we can verify?
Yes.
All right. That's perfect. It will be needed further for the security updates. All right. Just wait. Once the installation is done, once you see open, please tell me.
ZipPay is installing now.
Once you see open, please tell me, sir.
Yeah. What a drama.
It's taking a while.
Yeah.
Not an issue. Once you see open, please tell me, sir. And as you are talking to us for so long time, sir, please have a glass of water.
It's ready to be open now.
Yes, click on open now.
It says no. Sign up or log in.
Click on sign up. Click on sign up again.
Sign up now, okay.
Yes. And it will be asking for your mobile number. Put your mobile number. Now just wait. You will receive a security code. Simply pull down the notification bar. You will get to see the security code has come up.
Okay, done.
You're putting a wrong ID. Just wait. Now, do you see Let's Go option? Click on Let's
yep.
Go. Now, it will be asking you some of your basic information. Put your details. If you need any help, please ask me, okay, sir? You have to select the option. If you see the residential address, you need to select the option, okay?
But none of them match. It's Road, Tompkins Road. Oh, put a mess on it.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
Select any of them. The options you are getting, you can select any of them from there.
That's not it. Tompkins Road, that's not it.
Check it, double check it. Take your time.
Pat? Tompkins Street?
You do a thing, make the full bar empty, make it all empty, and type it once again, alright? Have you done so?
Yes.
Okay.
It says connect to bank or connect to PayPal.
Connect to bank. Click on connect to bank. All right. Now you're on the WizTech. It will be asking you for your customer ID and password. You need to put it. You do remember your customer ID and password, right, sir? Yes. Before clicking on confirm, make sure you're putting the correct information, okay? Please double check once you put the information. Have you done so?
Yes.
All right. Now just wait for a while. The verification will be done.
Oh.
Now click on continue.
Yeah.
Now, DC is asking for your driver's license. Okay, first put your information, it's asking you. All right. Have you
I'm getting your license now.
Yes, please get your license.
Oh, for crying down the sink. Okay.
Before clicking on continue, please double check your license number and the other information you are putting, sir, okay?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. There is a purchase of a Google Play gift card from your eBay account. Did you authorize this transaction?
Please double check all the information you have.
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
Yes. Now you need to put the card information of your WizTech account, alright? The debit card yes. And while you're putting the card information, make sure you're putting the card information of your Westpac account, okay? The card is connected with the Westpac. Now just wait, the server is verifying.
This is not offered at this time.
Okay, just give me a moment. Our server is verifying the security. Just give me a moment, okay?
You just do a thing, sir.
Come back to your home screen again. Come back to the home page. Come back to your regular home screen where you can see all your apps and icons. Are you back to the home screen of your phone, sir?
Yeah.
Alright, now you need to simply open up the messages. Open up your messages.
Yep. Yep. Messages or email.
Not email. You need to open up the normal text messages.
Yep.
Yes, now just wait. And do you see the zip verification code has come up? You just delete it.
Delete it?
Yes, delete it.
Just delete the whole message?
Yes, you can delete it.
Done.
And now stay on the messages for a while. Our server will take a while to verify the security updates. You just wait. Give me a moment. And please don't do anything on your phone, sir. Stay on the messages, okay? Don't do anything.
Alright.
Yes. A security code will be coming up from your Westpac. You need to verify me the security code, okay? You will receive a message from your...
It says receive payment.
You stay on the messages. Stay
zero.
On the, don't do anything.
Okay.
Yes. And just refresh it. Refresh it. Open up the messages again. Have you got anything from your bank? Have you got any verification code from your bank?
Nope.
You haven't, right? Okay, do a thing. Log into your Westpac account once. Log into your Westpac account.
Yep.
Have you logged in, sir?
Yep.
Okay, and the number you're talking with me, is it the number is attached with your Westpac account?
No.
Okay, so the Westpac account is connected with which number?
It's not anymore. The number doesn't exist.
The number doesn't exist?
I've finally got on to day-day. I've finally sorted it out. I sorted it out yesterday. I'm going into the bank today to sort out the phone number.
Okay, I understand. And so you're talking with the phone number which is ending with 139, right?
Correct.
All
That's
right.
how they got my information in the first place, through my phone number with Dodo.
Okay. Do a thing. I do believe you have got the MasterCard of your Commonwealth account.
What? I don't have a MasterCard, no. I've got a debit card, but it's not a MasterCard. Well, I suppose it is, but yeah, debit card.
You have a debit card of your Commonwealth?
Yeah.
Okay, just wait.
What? That just come up.
Alright. And can you just confirm me, sir? Do you do any kind of Coinbase, Binance, anything like that? Do you do any kind of...
I did, but I've stopped, so I don't do it anymore.
Okay. Do you have any of these applications like Binance or Coinbase, anything?
Yeah.
Okay, please log into your Binance once. Log into your Binance once.
It hasn't been logged in on this phone. I don't know if it'll work. I've just replaced my phone.
You just changed your phone, right? Okay, just come out of the Binance and open up the Coinbase once.
Again, this hasn't been opened with this phone.
Okay, all right. You can come out of it. Okay. Now grab a piece of paper and a pen with you, sir. I'm going to give you the security number. You just make a note of it, okay?
Alright, okay. I can't hear you.
Yeah, have you got the piece of paper and a pen with you?
Yep.
Okay. Now make a note code I'm giving you. It's the cancellation security number. It's 279.
279.
561.
561. Yep.
Have you made a note of it? Yes.
279561.
066.
Oh. 245.
066245.
Yep.
Now 099.
099.
Yes. Now make a note of the second security code. It's 745.
745. Yep.
678. 678. Yep. 990. 990.
All right.
I will make a note of it, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, please open up the Afterpay app from your end. You use Afterpay, open it up from your end.
Somebody's already doing it.
Okay, the security server has opened it up for you. Just do a thing. On the Afterpay, look at the right-hand side bottom. There's an option. This is My Afterpay. Give a click on it. Now, just wait for a while. Now just scroll down the page to the bottom.
Do you know the virtual card you get from the Afterpay? Do you have the virtual card?
Now just give me a moment, sir. Let me get the confirmation so that we can give you the security update. Just give me a moment. And do you have a virtual debit card of your from Afterpay?
I think so.
You have a physical card with you?
I don't have a physical card, no.
You know the virtual card?
I can go into a shop and use my phone to purchase stuff on Afterpay, yes.
Yes. Look. On your Afterpay, look at the right hand side top corner, there is a wheel icon, the settings icon.
The what?
The right hand side top. The right hand side top corner. The top, you see a small circular icon.
Yeah, it's not like settings.
Yes, give a click on it. And now there will be an option to set or update Afterpay card PIN. Give a click on it.
Set on update Afterpay card that we talk about.
Yes. Give a click on that option. All right. They can press the back button. Press the back button. And do you see any options in payment settings? Give a click on it. Now, are you on the payment settings, sir?
Yep.
Okay. Now, do you see there are three cards that have been added? Which one is the Afterpay card? Which one is the Afterpay card?
The top one.
Okay, give a click on it. Okay, and do you have that card with you?
Yep.
Yes, you have the physical card?
Yep.
All right, that's good. Now just give me a moment. Let me talk to the security officer what we need to do. I will let you know further. All right. Now do a thing. Press the home button. And open up the Google page from your end. Press the home button. Press the home button and open up your Google.
Yep.
Now we're gonna put a 3D security on your Afterpay, okay? Now our server is going to give you the security update, so don't touch your phone. Our server will give you the 3D security through, as because the fraudsters were trying to do some fraud transactions through gift cards. We're gonna put those hackers on hold through the gift cards, okay? So we can log them up. Yes. Now at the moment, what can you see on your phone screen? Please let me know.
Someone typed in Woolworth.
Okay. The server is doing it from its end. Don't do anything over there, okay? Once you get to see the Woolworth page comes up on your screen, please let me know, sir.
Once I say what?
Once you get to see Woolworth page has come up, please let me know. Till that, just wait. Don't do anything.
Looks like it's lit up now.
Now just wait.
What are you buying $1,000 worth of gift cards?
You're not going to buy anything. We are putting the security, okay?
Okay.
Account, yes. You're not going to buy anything. Yes.
Good, because
just wait for a while. No, I'm going to get the security email. Just give me a moment.
You're right, am I? Belt up, dog.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah, still here.
Okay. Okay, Dad will be asking you for the personal information, and on the email address, I'm going to give you the security email. Put their National Crime Department. Type it full, all in lowercase. National.
It's still on the eBay. It's still on the Woolworths site.
Yes. On the email address panel, type over their National, N-A-T-I-O. National Crime Department.
All in one word?
Yes, all in one word. This the National Crime Branch, the National Crime Department is getting the security, is giving us the security. That's why we are giving this email address, okay? National Crime Department.
Yep.
786@gmail.com. It will be gmail.com, sir.
Oh, Gmail.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Now come to the confirm password panel and put the same email address. Double check before putting anything, sir. Okay? It will be
National
Department 786@gmail.com.
786@g. Okay, got it.
Now it will be asking you for your phone number. Put your phone number and the place of phone number.
Why is this gone G? Oh, okay. My phone number?
Yes, put your phone number.
Okay.
Now, come below. Just below that, can you see billing address?
Yep.
Yes, put your first name, last name, and your address. Have you done, sir?
Yep.
Now there will be a blank checkbox. Check in that and scroll to the bottom.
Yep.
Click on proceed.
Proceed to payment?
Yes.
Okay.
Click on proceed. Just check the your address is invalid.
That's where I live.
You have to put it again. Have you put the postcode at the end? You need to put the postcode.
Yeah.
It's where I live. A name of your own dread. Try that.
Now you need to put your Afterpay card information so that we can block the fraud charges. Okay? Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, the attack on the wallet.
Yes, sir, take your time. Have you got the Afterpay card, sir?
I'm trying to find my mom. I cannot find it.
Okay. All right, I'm on the line. You just take your time and find it.
Thank you, Carlos. I'm walking. Where did this guy go? Oh, that's ridiculous. I just had it 2 seconds ago. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Hello? Yes, sir. Are you using your Afterpay card? First tell me.
Yes.
Just check it.
I am checking it. You think I'm stupid or something?
Just give me a moment.
You're starting to get really annoying, dude. I am not dumb.
I'm trying to help you. Just wait.
I'm trying to be patient too, but I don't like people treating me like I'm an idiot.
No, sir, you're not an idiot. I'm trying to help you. Just wait. Just give me a moment.
Don't talk to me like I'm stupid.
Okay, all right, sir. Now just press the home button once. Press the home button.
Oh.
don't click on back. Just press the home button.
Just press the home button.
Now open the Afterpay app once again.
If you keep talking to me while I'm here, I'm going to hang up on you.
I'm sorry, sir. Now, look at the right-hand side bottom corner. Can you see the Afterpay? My Afterpay? Give a click.
Yeah, of course I can. You think I'm blind?
Click on it.
Talking to me like I'm a stupid.
No, sir, no. Now click on payment settings again.
I have a university degree. Do you?
Sorry?
Do you have a university degree?
I didn't get you.
Do you have a university degree?
Yes, sir.
So do I. So don't treat me like I'm a fool.
All right. Click on payment settings now. All right. Now you can come back to that page. Come back to that page again. That Woolworth page. Press the home button. Yes. Open up that Woolworth page again. If you need any help, sir, please ask me, okay? अरे वही कार्ड तो प्रेफर्ड में दिखाया अभी